The milepost 18 fire in Hoopa Valley has now been burning for over a week. As of this broadcast recording, during the afternoon of August 17th, the fire is approximately 6,557 acres with 19% containment. Personnel have continued to arrive in order to assist, and there are now over 1,700 firefighters and other emergency personnel attending to the MP18 situation. The fire has caused other impacts, particularly poor air quality across parts of Humboldt and Trinity counties. KMUD News spoke with Matthew Kidwell, meteorologist for the National Weather Service in Eureka, to learn more about smoke impacts and the forecast for smoke later this week.
It does look like there's northerly winds off the coast. They're likely bringing some down. It certainly could be coming from the fires in Oregon and Washington. There's a lot of smoke being output up there. And then smoke from the fire near Hoopa is generally more going towards Trinity County and not as much out towards not as much down towards southern Humboldt. It looks like by Tuesday, especially Tuesday afternoon, it's probably going to improve a little bit as the winds get a bit more of a westerly turn to them and start and don't bring as much smoke down from due north. So it looks like, yeah, it should be improving Tuesday night. But it might be sticking around until then, until through maybe Tuesday morning.
Hopefully good news on smoke impact for many across Humboldt County if the forecast holds. Of course, in the immediate area around Hoopa, smoke will continue to cause unhealthy air pollution. We also spoke again with Edward Dula, information officer with the Interagency California 1 team currently in charge of fire operations for the MP18 blaze. Edward began by detailing current fire operations, including a large amount of prep work to ensure that those in Hoopa will remain safe if the situation changes.
Well, yesterday and last night, we really put the last bit of work into some firing operations on the northern part of the fire near Highway 96, the Skunk Creek, Coyote Creek area. That continues to fill in that area with some good understory burn, which will really prevent, will help us out if any kind of squirrely winds along the river try to push the fire out of there. We've already reduced the fuels ahead of it with this firing operation. On the south end, Big Hill Ridge, we continue to bring fire, you know, straight to our lines with drip torches. We got a bunch of hot shot crews recently coming in to help us with that project ahead of some hotter, drier weather that's coming in a few days. Crews are still, they're making their way east from about Big Hill Lookout. They've got some dozer line and hand line that goes east and kind of curves up back north to try to make a catcher's mitt, if you will, for that southeast portion of the fire should it decide to get active and try to run uphill. We've got a plan in place for that. And then further out, big picture, all around the fire, there's contingency lines going in just in case Long Hill, I think it's called Long Ridge Road to the east, some areas south of which Peck already have some good contingency lines in place. But our main priority right now is protect Hoopa, which those hand lines at Mill Creek are holding really well so far. So we're pretty pleased with those. Priority two is to keep it on the north side of Big Hill Ridge, because we really don't want it getting onto that other side, the Hostler Creek area. So we're doing all we can to keep it from getting in there.
And then are you folks still expecting more personnel to come in? I noticed the number was up to over 1,700 this morning.
With California not being too busy with other fires, there's just some resources that are available that will help us get this thing wrapped up before the hot, dry weather. And so resources continue to arrive, and they're always kind of timing out, as well as not everyone can do a full 14. We kind of lend and lease and borrow and barter with other incidents to get specialized equipment or crews when a situation demands it.
We will continue to keep KMUD listeners updated on the ongoing Milepost 18 fire in Hoopa Valley. There are still evacuation orders and warnings in the area. You can check the Watch Duty app or call Humboldt OES at 707-268-2500 for more information on current evacuation warnings and orders. Reporting for KMUD, I'm April Lewis.